Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward. Giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start. Because where you start matters.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
But on this Tuesday at 3:30, it's time to play a little round of Postin' and Toastin'.
It's time for
Postin' and Toastin'.
I'll read the old tweet or X post of a fellow WFAN coworker, and Tiki will guess who it is. Are you ready?
I am.
I have the date cut off on this one, so I apologize.
So, is that on purpose?
No, I cut it off when I took a picture. Sorry. It says, everything is sponsored at the Super Bowl, even the bathroom. Ha ha. And it's a picture of a men's room with a Xbox One symbol on the men's room logo. How about that? Everything is sponsored at the Super Bowl, even the bathroom. Ha ha. And there's a picture of an Xbox One symbol on the men's bathroom sign. Who posted that? Would it be Greg Giannotti, Al Dukes, Tiki Barber, or Brandon Tierney?
Al Dukes.
You're wrong.
Brandon Tierney.
You're wrong.
Gio.
You're wrong.
It would be you, Tiki.
Tiki Barber here.
That's you. I found a good one at Tiki.
No chance I posted that.
There's no, come on, bro. I have a picture of it. It's a picture of Tiki Barber's tweet. Everything is sponsored at the Super Bowl, even the bathroom. Ha ha. He's even laughing out loud now. That is kind of weird that they have a sponsor for the bathroom, son.
It really is.
So you don't remember posting that one?
I don't at all. I wish I knew what year it was.
All right. I can find that one. I apologize. What I do is when I find the old tweets, I take a picture of it, a snapshot, and then this one, for whatever reason, caught off because of the picture, so I'll look for it. This one, though, I do have a date on. December 27th, 2022. Very simple and very timely. Luca is the best basketball player in the NBA. Very definitive. Luka is the best player in the NBA. Who posted that? Was it Brandon Tierney, Evan Roberts, Tommy Lugauer, or Sal Licata?
You guys are too big of fans of local teams, Sal. So I want to say it was BT.
You're wrong.
Sal.
You're wrong.
You.
You're wrong.
Tommy, ladies and gentlemen.
Positive Tommy.
Tommy. God, I wish the Nets got Luka. I would have built a statue with that tweet, Tommy.
So I think that they played the Knicks last night. I don't remember, but he had like a monster game, and that's where that tweet
Can you look that up? December 27th, 2022, Sean. I think he's right. In fact, I think I remember the game.
It was in Dallas?
It was in Dallas, and Luka had that crazy like final minute. I think you guys had like a 10-point lead with a minute and a half to go.
126-121, the Mavs beat the Knicks.
How many did Luka have?
I'm getting the box score up. Luka had 60 points. The leading scorer for the Knicks that night was just traded today, Quentin Grimes.
Wow. Luka scored 60 in that game?
He had a 60 burger.
But that was the game, I'm remembering correctly, where you guys blew the lead late, and he was like,
he was unreal, obviously.
This was in overtime. Luka tied the game with an improbable basket in the final second of the game.
So even Tommy's Luka's the best player in the league tweet, it was really about the Knicks.
Right.
All right. You needed him to be a net. That would have been a funny bit for years.
I know. This one is from September 19th, 2009. Yesterday, I told Beningo that... I'm sorry, this makes me laugh. Yesterday, I told Beningo that I liked the show Locked Up Abroad on National Geographic.
What?
Tommy, do you have the tweet in front of you? Because I'm laughing too much.
Yeah, give me 1 second. I keep laughing so we don't have dead air. All right, I got it.
Go ahead.
Okay. Yesterday, I told Beningo that I liked the show Locked Up Abroad on Nat Geo, and he said, is it about a chick going to jail?
Is that Evan Roberts? Greg Giannotti? Just leaving it us too, because we both worked with him at the time.
So it's got to be Geo, yeah. Right?
Pictures of your booty.
That is so chill.
Who would think of that?
I can see that happening.
Maybe he thought it was a movie. I don't know how he'd get that. Is it about a chick locked up?
You know what? That may be my favorite tweet. Giannotti tweeting, yesterday I told Beningo I like the show Locked Up Abroad on National Geographic, and he said, is that about a chick going to jail?
Bad job by me.
All right, kudos, Joe. Right, here's the last one. February 17th, 2022. The new Netflix doc on Kanye West is incredible. Kanye has been a major inspiration to me since the college dropout. This doc is even more inspiring. Absolutely incredible. Thank you, Ye. So, who loves Ye? Are you ready?
Okay.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is that, I'm laughing a lot today, is that Tommy Lugauer? Is that Sal Licata? Is that Al Dukes? Or is that Alvin Cintron?
Why did you throw Alvin Cintron into the mix?
Because Al's a part of the family.
I know, but he's never in the post it and toast.
Well, maybe he is with this one.
It's not Tommy, because he only listens to EDM.
House music.
House music. Who was the other one? It's not Al.
Sal Licata and Al Dukes.
Sal. It's not Al Dukes. He doesn't even know who Kanye West is.
He knows who Kanye West is.
He does now.
He does now after the Grammys. I'm going to say this was Sal.
You're going to go with Sal
Licata?
It was. Sal Licata absolutely loves Kanye West. That was a love letter, bro.
You threw me off with Al Cintron, man.
What was that?
You threw me off with the Cintron.
Well, I want to include everybody.
Okay,
and I forgot
but it's like random. It's the last one of the day, and you just throw in, oh, maybe it's Sal Cintron.
Does it surprise you that Sal wrote a love letter to Kanye West on social media?
No. Nah. I mean, the College Dropout was great out.
No, I mean, Kanye West
since then, he's been a weirdo.
Yeah, and that, look, let me defend Sal on this. This tweet was from 2022, so some of the really weird and horrific stuff was after that.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, there you go. Tried to make it a little timely today with Luka, the Super Bowl, and Kanye West. But here's the real question. Do you want Jameis Winston to quarterback the New York Giants? Because he wants you, bro.
Does he?
So,
or is he just on the heels of what Saquon said, now thinking about the possibility?
So, yeah, the way this thing started, we played the audio. The audio is really terrible, so we're better off just describing it to you. Is Jameis Winston had an interaction with Saquon Barkley on Media Day.
He was in the media scrum as a media member.
Right, right. And he was asking questions. And Saquon made a comment about, New York needs a quarterback. And then after the fact, he did an interview with NJ.com, and Winston made it clear, no, I think the Giants are perfect for me. And he loves Brian Daboll, and he is a free agent, and so has a genuine interest in quarterbacking the New York Giants.
I wonder how he knows Dabes, unless he just knows Dabes by reputation.
Or maybe just like guys talk and they interact and he's interacted with them and Jameis Winston's around. Would you want him?
It's interesting because yes, but not to be my starting quarterback. You know what I mean?
So what, as a just a backup?
No, as a
inspirational leader?
Locker room guy. Hey, Jameis Winston, for as erratic as he is, and it's the best way to put it, because he'll throw for 500 yards, but and he will also throw four interceptions. But it's all of the other stuff that you hear about him when you talk to people who played with him, how just the perfect dude he is. The perfect football, crazy, levity, take the pressure away, but also inspirational. Because, I mean, he says weird stuff to some of these guys, and we hear some of it, but they take it to heart, and I think there's a real meaning in some of the things that he's saying. I've had a couple of interactions with him because of when he was quarterbacking down in Tampa, and I called a couple of those games with my brother when I was doing Fox games with him, and I really like him, and I think he's a talented player. He just is erratic with his interceptions.
Oh, no doubt.
And so I'd want him because I think he's a great glue guy, great locker room guy, and he can play in a pinch. Maybe he'll win you a game if he doesn't lose it for you.
He's also not that old. Like you,
exactly.
Maybe if Daboll is as good as you think he is, and a lot of people think he is, why can't Brian Daboll be the guy who gets him into another 30-touchdown season like he had with Tampa?
Forget the 30-touchdown season. It's the not 20 interception season.
That's the key, because that year he threw 33, also threw 30 interceptions.
Yeah, and so that was what he did with Daniel Jones, though.
Right.
I mean, that's his biggest achievement with the Giants so far is that he made Daniel Jones not be a turnover.
So can he do it with Winston?
I don't know. It'd be worth the risk to try, but not as the starter. Not as the, you are penciled in to be our starting
quarterback. Well, I think it would be, and I think clearly this is going to happen. It's just a matter of who are the names that fill these roles. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a bridge, and there's going to be a young gun. Whether it's the young gun taken at three, or maybe they come back late first round via trade, or just draft somebody in the second round. Like, there's going to be a young quarterback on this roster that they are grooming. And ideally, you want that guy to set.
I mean,
Giant history tells you they're going
to
set.
Yes and no, because you've started to see, and I think this is a shift that happened 2 or 3 years ago. It started probably with Brock Purdy. These kids come into the league and they're ready to play, right? And they know how to make the throws.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.